Welcome back to The Aware Show. I'm Lisa Garr, and my next guest has the idea of questioning things in life. It's definitely necessary to question things in life. We do that a lot here on the radio station. My guest is inspirational speaker David Essel, and he's joining me to talk about why positive thinking, affirmations, and gratitude doesn't necessarily work if you do them incorrectly. Hi, David. Welcome. I heard that chuckle. That's a new intro for you, right?
I love it. Hey, well, let me do this disclaimer first. I used to be one of those guys. You know, I started in the world of personal growth in 1980. Actually, have one of my books out with Reed Tracy and Hay House, and flew out to L.A. or San Diego to meet with Reed years ago and to produce a book. We have 10 books out now, and I used to be one of those guys, Lisa, traveling the world 40 weeks a year on the stage saying, whatever you believe you can achieve and your thoughts become things. And you know, I was wrong, Lisa.
Wow.
I was so dead wrong. Wow. And so here's the cool thing. The cool thing is that if you're still alive, you have the time to make amends.
Good for you. But, you know, I really loved that refreshing approach because, yes, these things we have tried and our lives are still the same. And I'd love to find out. And we also do have a wonderful friend, Wayne Dyer, who endorsed your book and also endorsed mine. And I know that he was an incredible guide in my life and yours as well. So he's rolling around right now saying, what are they talking about? Affirmations don't work. What are you talking about, David?
I know. Well, so let's look at this. And in our brand new book, Focus, Slay Your Goals, and in the foreword is by my friend, celebrity Jenny McCarthy. When I was on Jenny McCarthy's show the first time a couple years ago, she said, David, I love The Secret and I love the Law of Attraction. And you have a book out saying, and this was a book before the current one, Focus, you have one out saying that stuff isn't true. And I said, you're right. And she said, I'm going to give you 4 minutes. I just want you to talk. I'm not going to interrupt. And I want to hear what you have to say. And I went through 4 minutes, Lisa, and at the end of it, she said, audience, hold on. I was wrong. This guy knows what he's talking about. David Essel is the new leader of the positive thinking movement. And this is what we say. Now, just think about this for your audience, just from a logical point of view. If you're using affirmations the way I used to train people to and the way they're still being taught today, and you say, I am a millionaire, mm-hmm. with energy and with passion and with vibration and all the
emotion
words you want to come up with, mm-hmm. and if you're not a millionaire, you are lying to yourself. If we think that lying to ourselves on a daily basis is a healthy way to go, then I'm on the wrong plan. Okay?
Your brain just doesn't accept it, right? It just says, no, you're not. Nope, not true.
Exactly. Lisa, you nailed it. And so what happens is you're saying this, and you know, I have a story in one of the books, and I know you're well aware of one of my teachers who affected my life as profoundly as Wayne, and that's Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of Transcendental Meditation. In a one-hour interview with Maharishi, he blew my mind because off-air, Lisa, I was talking to him about, you know, this is 1996 is when I changed horses. And I was saying to him about, you know, how much I was a practitioner of TM, Transcendental Meditation, and I told him how much I loved to combine my TM and when I was done with TM, do my affirmations. And he looked at me and he said, this is off-air. He said, what's your favorite affirmation? And I said, oh, my God, Maharishi, I've been saying it for 25 years. And this is what the affirmation was, Lisa. I am David Essel, a child of God, happy, healthy, and sober today. And I was a raging freaking alcoholic for 25 years. Every year I said that,
oh, wow.
It would make me feel good in the moment. It would make me feel great in the moment, and at 8 o'clock at night when my last counseling session was over, I would drink. And I did that as I traveled the world as a minister, as a motivational speaker, a counselor, a life coach, an author, radio host. And he looked at me and he said, is it working in the world? In other words, is the affirmation true? And I lied to him.
That's not a good idea.
Okay, but listen. And there was a double lie. The first lie was I was saying an affirmation every day that wasn't true, Lisa. And then the second one is that I was filled with so much shame and guilt about my drinking that I told him no. But here's the beautiful thing. 3 weeks later, I'm speaking in Orlando, Florida. he sends from Maharishi International University in Fairfield, Iowa, he sends one of his top women who had been with him for 36 years to fly down to Florida to ask me one question when I came off the stage. And she flew in and she said, hey, a Maharishi sent me. I looked at her, I said, what? She said, yeah, he had me fly down here to ask you one question. And the question is this. We went and had coffee, and she says, what do you remember from the interview with Maharishi? And I said, oh, my God, I can't remember a thing other than the fact that he had childlike joy for a complete hour, giggling, laughing. He was amazing. And she said, okay, I've got something to tell you that you may not want to hear, but at some point you'll see it that it is true. You remember the joy because you don't have it, because there's something blocking your joy. That's the reason you remember that, David. And with that, the conversation was over.
You don't know me.
I'm, you know, this. I live on this beach. I drive these cars, blah, blah, blah. I'm filled with joy. I'm doing my life's work. But while I was doing it, Lisa, and I'm not the only one, I was a raging alcoholic. I'm not the, God, you know, there's Buddhist monks right now that are leading their communities who are alcoholics. There's, I mean, they're drug addicts that are doing great work in this world. So it's not that abnormal, but what was abnormal was that for 25 years, using that affirmation kept me in denial. And I was lying to myself.
How did you catch yourself? How did you get out of it? I mean, what was that truth moment, that come to Jesus moment?
Okay, that's the most beautiful question. After I left that woman, as she left me and, you know, and flew back home, and I'm shaking my head saying, God, I love Maharishi. I don't like her. I still love Maharishi. Okay. A couple weeks later, on a Tuesday afternoon in 1996 at 2:30 in the afternoon, I came out of a four-day binge. I stood in the mirror, Lisa, and I looked in the mirror with my bloodshot eyes and said, you have no joy. And that was the wake up. And in that moment, I realized that my affirmations were a lie, that my life was partially a lie, and that if I could get out of this world of positive thinking and start working in the world of reality, and now I've been sober for years, you know, and now I teach people through our books and through everything else, and I'm not against positive thinking, but I can tell you, you know, in all the years of interviewing people and doing this work, I've never met anyone who put the thought out into the universe that they're a millionaire and the next day they were. I don't know about you, but it hasn't happened to me.
No, and if they were, it didn't last for very long. Did you quit cold turkey that night?
Well, you know, I was both a binge drinker and a binge cocaine addict. And so at 2:30 in the afternoon in 1996, through my screaming prayer to God that I was a raging alcoholic and addict and I had no joy, the addiction to cocaine was instantly lifted. Instantly.
Really? Wow.
Instantly. It's the miracle that we call the spiritual awakening.
That's beautiful. That's incredible. And it makes sense. You had really been leading up to that moment. It wasn't just all of a sudden the light switched on for you. You really wanted it as a soul. And at that moment, it was just the breaking point. That's incredible. That's incredible.
And then to release the alcohol, now that was a hell of a lot of work. That was going to a 30-day treatment center. That was committing 365 days with an addiction counselor 7 days a week after I got out of the treatment center. You know, now that was the work. And what I want people to know is I am today still one of the most positive people you'll ever meet. I love the concept of positive thinking, but as we describe in our books, Lisa, it's only going to account for about 20% of our massive success in life. The whole nonsense about whatever you put out in the universe must respond in kind, like that's just chicken nonsense.
That's just Pollyanna rose-colored glasses stuff. I agree. You know, it's realistic thinking. You've got to really be realistic. There is pain in the world. There is bad in the world. There is stuff that happens, and it's not pretty. And it's reality. It's reality. It's how you handle it. You cannot be immune to it. I don't really honestly think that's possible anymore. But that might be my belief. You tell me.
No, no, you know what? You and I, oh my God, this is so beautiful to have someone as ingrained in the world of personal growth as you are, to have you understand this and to really, you know, live it yourself, obviously, Lisa, the way that you're talking. I am not telling people not to hope and wish and dream. I'm just saying, do the freaking work, will you? Like, instead of, you know, counting on your affirmation and vision board to bring you the man of your life, become the partner you want to be with. Quit fantasizing and fantastical thinking your way. You know, hey, listen, in our brand new book, Focus, Slay Your Goals, I give this example. The law of attraction is much more profound and easily proven with negative thoughts and behaviors than positive ones. Now think about that. If you wake up in the morning and you realize you don't have rent money, or that you got a medical diagnosis that shocked the pants out of you, mm-hmm. or your partner said that they're unhappy with the relationship and they're thinking about leaving, that is going to create in most of us cascades of negative thoughts that will multiply on their own, right?
Yes, and survival, all those other things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, so now the law of attraction from a negative point of view will attract more negative thoughts if you don't have very powerful coping mechanisms. And if you don't know how to actually feel what we term negative emotions, they will run away and they will take you to the grave. But, and I write this in the book, in 28 years of this work, specifically in counseling and coaching, I've never had someone come in the office and say, David, last week I said a positive affirmation in the morning and I can't get the damn thing out of my head.
I know. It is a disservice for people to believe that. It is. It is a disservice. You have to do the work and go through there's so much great work out there, which is why you do what you do, why we're radio show hosts about conscious and transformational media. We could talk 24/7 about the tools and the techniques available to people to be able to change, but you have to meet yourself where you are, I believe. Because it's dangerous not to. That's serious denial and can lead to other forms of denial.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you just said is dead on. You know, like, I can't mention the person's name on the air. A very famous person in the world that we're in right now that, you know, ended up having this outrageous, way too early death. And when she talked to me, as it was going to be one of the last times that she was on a radio show, she said to me, you know, I put all of this faith into the world of mystical healing and affirmation. I put all of this faith, and then by the time I went to a regular doctor, it was too late. And we talk about, and Lisa, you know, I'm so glad you have the mindset you do. That's why, if I can say this, that's why I'm so ticked off at the law of attraction teachers and all these nonsensical goofballs that are out there. People that, you know what, in the first chapter of the book, I write about an email that I got last year. Now, this is not that far removed, 8 months ago, where the woman said, and she posted on my Facebook wall, which blew my mind. She said, through my teachings with the law of attraction, I will show you how to earn $100,000 in 3 days.
Oh, that's dangerous. I mean,
pay this amount of money. Now, you know, in one of my other books on positive thinking, there's a friend of mine, Dr. Eldon Taylor. I don't know if you know Eldon.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's incredible. He wrote the foreword to our book, Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life. And in the foreword, Lisa, he says this. Do you remember when there were the several deaths in the sweat lodge in New Mexico, I believe it was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the leader mm-hmm. suffered greatly. He spent time in jail. Mm-hmm. Before the deaths that happened. And one of the most popular teachers of the law of attraction today came out in a newspaper article and said he caused those deaths through his thought process. He attracted those two people to die because of the way he was thinking. And I'm saying, you know, like, this world is so nutso, and people are looking for the easy way out. We all want to imagine checks in the mail and they come. It doesn't work that way.
Well, we've all done it. We've all put our names on the check and then that money, and then you sign. But this is what I want to say about that. I mean, if you listen to the first 17 years of my broadcasting, I sound like one of those rose-colored glasses people, and I held the light for so long. And I really do believe that, I really believe what I have held and what I have said and what I have interviewed about and what I have talked about and the faith that Wayne had in me and everything is true. There is a piece that I think recently has changed. More than ever, you need to do the action pieces. And I don't know if it's that we're living in a more litigious world, that there's more accountability, or that there's more people speaking about this, or that there's more truth, that there's more that's come to something has shifted, David, where it, maybe not even the last year, like before, way before that, but we have to be so much more realistic in order to really change the world, because the stakes are so much higher now. We have mass shootings every day, children with guns. We have such a different environment. The stakes are so much higher. We cannot rose-colored, glassed Pollyanna our way out of this any longer. We have to actually do the work. We have to put the rubber to the road. We have to put into action what we're talking about and put into reality what it is that we believe and what we think. We can't get away with just wishing it any longer. I'm here with you, brother.
Yeah, no, you know what? Amen. I love it. You know, in 1996, we changed our way of thinking, Lisa, and I make amends now in my books and say I am so sorry for teaching you what I thought was right. I was just being a parrot. That's all I was being. You know, it didn't work for me for 25 years to say I am sober when I wasn't. That obviously doesn't work. But I was being a parent because my teachers and gurus were saying it was true. I was early in my career. I just believed what they said must be true. And then finally, so it had to be 3 years ago or 4 years ago when I started writing the book, Positive Thinking Forever Change Your Life. I came out with the book, and everyone on my team said the same thing. This book, you're either going to be working in a convenience store for the rest of your life if this book comes out.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting down convenience stores. But, you know, you're going to lose your credibility as a counselor, an author, a coach. You're going to lose everything. Or your career is going to go to the next level. And obviously the second happened, thank God.
Well, people have to pick it up, though. Book Focus. It's called Focus, Slay Your Goals. Yeah. David Essel. And I do still believe in holding the light. I still believe always in being that representative, as long as it's true in my life, which it truly, truly is. I will always be that light bearer, but I also have added a little bit of a sprinkle of reality to it all. Because it does require a lot. And your book, I mean, I can't wait to read it. I haven't seen it yet. Slay Your Goals, The Proven Guide to Huge Success, A Powerful Attitude and Profound Love. Now, I would believe you in this book that what you're talking about has been tested and tested and tested, and it actually works. So I suggest for people to get this, and it's new, right?
Focus? Yeah, you know what? It came out in January, and it went number one bestseller 3 weeks ago.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, so and this is the time. You know, when The Secret and The Law of Attraction came out, there was a time, 2006, it was timing and great marketing. People wanted to hear something that they could sit back and do nothing and get everything. And that's pretty much human nature. So when that time came out, you know, it was like, holy cow, here's a new way, even though it wasn't new. Now, you know what, Lisa's kind of funny. I'm going back and saying, let's combine the power of thought, which is 20% of your success, with what our grandparents told us. Go work freaking harder, would you?
I know. You know, I've got to wrap this up, but I thank you so much. And I want to make some announcements about what's going on this Earth Day and so forth. So I want to say thank you. I encourage people to go to Focus. Slay Your Goals is the name of David Essel's book. Great story. Great guest. Thank you so much, David. I appreciate
Lisa,
you.
Wonderful to be with you. Keep doing your awesome work, honey.
You too. All right. Take good care.